Now to another dramatic story of survival in the wilderness, this one from the Iditarod dog sled race in Alaska, which is in its final stages. Our friends at the NPR podcast How to Do Everything asked musher Scott Jansen to describe what happened when he and his dogs were slogging through a snowstorm. It seems that sled dogs typically do something called dipping, meaning they dip their snouts into the snow for a quick refresher during the race.
And one of my dogs, Marshall, he was dipping into the snow, and he must have packed his snout with snow when he did that. And all of a sudden, Marshall fell over, and he hit, boom. And I was able to snag a little piece of bush and stop the sled immediately. And I lifted him up by his harness, and he fell again. And then I knew, and you know, and I looked at his eyes, and he was dead. And I'm an undertaker. I know death. So I started, you know, I screamed out his name, and I put my mouth over his nose, and I pulled back in to try to get anything out of his nose out, and I spit that out, and I started breathing into his nose, and at the same time, giving him chest compressions, and I did that for 5 or 10 minutes, and I remember so vividly my tears dripping down on his snout as I just looked up at the sky, and I said, please, God, please let him come back. I did one more chest compression, and he coughed back out. I mean, right into my mouth. You know, it might sound disgusting for people, but it was the most joyous sensation ever. And he started breathing, and he's looking at me, but he couldn't lift his head off the snow. And I laid there in the snow next to him, and so I got Marshall in the sled bag, and I said, hey, guys, we got to get Marshall to the doctor. We got to rock. And we took off down that mountain, and we're going weaving in and out of the trees. As I came into Roan, I was yelling for the vets, and they started working on him, but I couldn't go in with them because I had, you know, 15 other dogs that I needed to take care of. And in the meantime, I snacked all the dogs, and while the food was soaking in the hot water, I went in to check on Marshall. And I'll tell you, I was probably at one of the lowest points of my life. And I walked into the checkpoint, and Marshall's laying on the floor, and they had an IV into his arm. And Marshall looked at me and jumped up on his feet and started wagging his tail. And I went up and I sat down next to him and hugged him. And that's when the vet said, you know, he's going to be okay.
Iditarod musher Scott Jansen told his story to Ian Chillog of the NPR podcast How to Do Everything. Marshall, the sled dog, is now resting comfortably in Anchorage.